Nedarim, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Hey, 3-5. Now, since in this chapter we've been talking about various kinds of Nedarim that are technically conforming and yet not binding, and one of those was Nidre Shigagos, where a person made a neder, but it was a mistaken neder, we said it's not binding. So here we have a case where a person is sort of making a mistaken judgment, and yet his neder is going to be binding. So the scenario is something like this. A guy sees a hurricane is coming, and it's going to uproot all of his trees. And he figures, goodbye to my trees. So he says something like, Hare netios ha'elu, I'm reading from the Mishnah inside, my trees, those saplings, karban, shall be a karban, im eina niktzatzos, if they don't get uprooted. Now note here, he doesn't say usur alaika karban. He doesn't say that the trees are forbidden to him as if they were a karban. Rather, he's saying that the trees are karban, meaning they're a gift to the Beis HaMikdash. It could, korban could be one of two things. It could mean actually something which goes on the mizbeach as an offering. And of course, that's not applicable to a tree necessarily. But he's saying, like, for bedek habayis, it's going to be going to the Beis HaMikdash for their money, for their uses. So, because he thinks the trees are gone, and therefore he doesn't expect for his neder to be chal, to take effect. Or similarly, if he says he sees a fire coming and the whole house is going to ruin and the whole world's getting burned up around him, he figures his talis is going to get burned too, and he says talis zu korban im ena nisrefes, my talis this talis over here shall be a korban, meaning a gift to the Beis HaMikdash, if it is not burned up, because again he expects it to be burned up and therefore it's sort of it's a non-starter. But then if it turns out that his best case scenario comes true and the trees are not uprooted or the talus isn't burned, so now he didn't expect it to happen, but now he said it should be carbon, so that makes it yes carbon, meaning now it is actually invested with kedusha. That kedusha really could come in two ways. Either it could be if he meant it to be set aside as money to buy a carbon, so it has demay carbon, extrinsic kedusha, and he could redeem it directly, called pidyon, redeem it directly. Or if he actually meant it for bedek habayis, then he can't redeem it without going through the gizbar, the treasurer who's authorized to act on behalf of the Beis HaMikdash's finances. And that being the case, the gizbar would have to facilitate the deconsecration, the pidyon, of the bedek habayis, the gift that's consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash, because it has intrinsic kedusha. But either way, the point is, says the Mishnah, yesh lehen pidyon, they are consecrated, but one is permitted to redeem them by putting up the money that is of equal value, fair value, to the value of the trees that were not uprooted or the talus that wasn't burned. Now, it's interesting, the Mishnah really should have said something like, the neder is chal, it's an effective neder. It doesn't say that, it just simply says that the ramifications include that he could redeem and do pidyon if he wanted to. The reason why it says it in that not direct way is to parallel the next case of the Mishnah, where it says ein lehem pidyon, where there's simply no possibility of effectively redeeming the tree or the talus. So how would that be? Says the second part of the Mishnah. If he said, Hare netiyos ha'elu korban ad shiyikatetzu, he says, the saplings that I planted, which are going to be uprooted by the hurricane, they shall be properly the Beis HaMikdash as korban until they get uprooted. Or if he says, talazu korban ad shiyistisaref, the talus should belong to the Beis HaMikdash until it gets burned up. So now, if it doesn't get burned up, so now his neder, of course, is chal. But how will it be uneffected? If he redeems the talus or the trees, what's going to happen? The nature of his neder was, he says, so long as it's not uprooted, so then, yes, it's invested with the kedusha as a carbon, as a gift to the Beis HaMikdash. So same with the talus not being burned. If that's the case, so even if he redeems it, transferring the value of the trees to a coin or the talus to a coins, immediately his declaration is still sort of on the books upstairs in Shemayim. He says, I'm consecrating my talus, I'm consecrating my trees, and therefore they'll be reinvested with Kedusha a second time. So the point is, no matter how much he tries to, so to speak, like redeem the Kedusha off of the trees or off of the talus, it simply won't work so long as the tree hasn't been uprooted or the talus hasn't been burned. And that being the case, says the Mishnah, ein lehem pidyon, there's no way to fully redeem them. And if you redeem them, they're just immediately going to become hekdesh, reconsecrated all over again.